It's time for Blob.
Hero Blob, Episode 7D, Rise of the Jive Turkeys. Dateline, the 1970s. On the rooftop of a huge building with the words Tufco emblazoned on its front, Hero Blob faces the evil Roger McTufson in his black car, engine roaring. Leaning out of the car window, McTufson holds a Ruger pistol, pointed straight at Blob.
You've got me dead to rights, Roger McTufson.
This is it. This ends now.
Can't we talk this through? We're reasonable people.
You took down my men. You blasted my drug factory. If I ever did have a shred of if I ever had a shred of raison de blah blah in my body, it's gone now. Just like you're gonna be gone in 1 second.
It doesn't have to be this way.
That's where you're wrong, Bubba. It's on!
As Roger McTufson slams his foot down on the accelerator of his 1970s Buick car, and the black behemoth of an automobile comes roaring at the Hero Blob, time seems to slow around him. In Hero Blob's mind, he sees his entire past, his whole history rushing before his eyes. But most of it's boring, so let's just skip to the part that led him to this windy rooftop in the sun-beaten 1970s. Follow me to his flashback.
Flashback.
That was the hot new band, 5-4-U, with their hit single, 5-4-U. Next on the Oprah Show, we have a special guest who comes to us all the way from Innocentville, way down in Texas. He protects the city against villains, monsters, and weirdos from space on a daily basis with his ability to transform into any type of any amount of liquid and grow to any size. His name, as you may have guessed, is Hero Blob. Give him a hand, folks.
Thanks, Oprah.
Now, with your international following on what the internet has dubbed Blobites, you command a huge audience all your own. What brings you here to the Oprah Show, the highest-rated women's program on television, to talk to my even bigger audience?
I'm glad you asked that, Oprah. The truth is, I want my nose back!
Oh my. I hadn't noticed before, but you do have a gaping, disgusting hole where your nose should be.
On my last adventure, I was attacked by a weirdo with a red head, and he tore off my nose using a sharp piece of red blobdenite, the radioactive rock from my home planet of Blobton. And now I can't find my nose. I need your help, America and other international audience members, to find my nose so that we can be reunited once more. Just email me at my email address, heroblob@hotmail.com, if you have any leads about where I can find my nose.
A moving story, Mr. Hero Blob. And audience members, make sure to email him if you see his nose. It was a huge protruding nose, if I remember correctly, wasn't it, Mr. Blob?
Well, that's a bit rude, but yeah.
And now, Hero Blob, please accept this bag of beef jerky and a copy of my new book, The Audacity of Being Oprah. May they bring you good luck on your journey.
Thanks, I guess.
And if our audience members will look under their seats, they'll find a car key under each and every person's chair. All of the keys belong to a single Volkswagen Beetle in the parking lot. So good luck to everybody being the first to put the key in and drive away with your new car. And we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Backstage, Blob mopes, constantly checking his BlackBerry, his iPhone, and his Google Glass mobile devices to see if he's received any email tips to find his lost nose.
Nothing! No emails on any of these numerous mobile devices. Oh, there's something on my e-pad. It's an email. Oh, it's an ad for online prescription drugs. I don't even know what erectile dysfunction is.
Did someone say prescription drugs?
What the heck are you?
Hero Blob looks at the strange figure who has just strolled up to him, his face covered in a medical mask, limpid eyes staring out at him. The man's head appears to be a giant medicinal pill, and his body is covered in an old-fashioned doctor's coat.
My name is Dr. Pill. Nice to meet you, Mr. Hero Blob.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation with Oprah Winfrey on the show today. Blob, and I think I may have found a way to help you find your lost nose.
Really? How?
I make prescription drugs, Mr. Blob. In my laboratory downtown, I produce about a third of the country's pills and syrups.
That's a lot of drugs.
Indeed. Usually I simply distribute weapons-grade antidepressants to help keep Oprah's audiences lively and happy. But today, I've got something for you.
What is it?
This orange pill which I hold in my hand, Hero Blob, is a miracle drug. Taking it will increase your brain power 100-fold, allowing you to use your brain to uncover the location of your missing nasal passages and reattach them to your face.
Wait, so you don't know where my nose is?
No.
Then what is it you're offering me?
You know what? Maybe you need a double dose. With these two orange pills, you'll increase your intelligence to such heights that finding your nose will be as easy as 2 + 2.
What does the equation for the number 6 have to do with anything? What do these pills do?
These pills make you big smart. So smart you find nose no problem.
Whoa, I can find my nose if I take those pills and make me a real smart guy.
Yes, exactly. Now, I know you probably have some misgivings about taking prescription medications without a prescription, but...
Not really. Give those to me.
Blob strikes like a shark, biting into the pills and accidentally biting off Dr. Pill's hand in the process.
Ah, you bit off my hand!
Well, maybe you shouldn't have kept such a tight grip on those pills you were offering me then.
Well, do you feel the pills working?
I feel something. I'm not sure I feel smarter, but I feel kind of like my brain's getting all wavy and my body's shaky. I can't feel my limbs.
Ha 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 ha, you fool. Now you see what a mistake you've made. Those pills want to make you smarter. I developed those with the legendary Orange Blob tonight.
Orange Blob tonight? I didn't even know that color existed.
You don't know a lot of things, Hero Blob. For instance, you didn't know that your whole appearance on the Oblast show today was a ruse to get you into my clutches.
But why?
Your online radio show, The Hero Blob Adventures, available to listen for free at your website, www.heroblob.wordpress.com.
www.heroblob.wordpress.com?
Yes, www.heroblob.wordpress.com.
That's such an easy to remember website. Even though I'm in horrible pain right now from this pill you gave me, I think I'll remember www.heroblob.wordpress.com and check it out as soon as I'm out of your clutches.
But you will never escape from my clutches, Blob. You see, your online show at heroblob.wordpress.com.
The one with new episodes every Wednesday?
The very same. It's becoming so popular that it's begun to affect the ratings of the Oprah show. People who should be tuning in on my boss, Oprah, wealthiest woman in the world, and her show are listening to your inane, idiotic adventures instead.
Inane? Idiotic? But my adventures are humorous, exciting, and action-packed. Maybe you should just make your show less boring if you want more people to watch it.
There will be no need, Hero Blob. With you out of the way, everyone on Earth will watch the Oprah show next week. I have found a way to transport my pills through the airwaves physically into the homes of every family in America and millions more all over the world. When these unsuspecting homebodies watch the show, they receive the pills physically, thinking that they are a new type of beauty product. But they'll actually be mind control pills that will turn the people physically into zombies, obsessed with watching Oprah and only Oprah for the rest of their lives.
You fiend! Now that you've told me your plan, I'll have to defeat you.
You won't have the chance, Blob. That orange Blob tonight pill will render you helpless, sending you back physically in time to the single worst era in human history.
Oh no! You're sending me back to the 1890s to experience the penguin riots of Antarctica?
No, it's worse than that. Also, I don't think what you mentioned is something that actually happened.
Oh yeah? Then how did the penguins win their freedom from Great Britain, huh?
You know, you have some major problems, Blob. You'll be sent back physically to the most disgusting, filthy, slime-ridden epoch ever experienced by man. the 1970s.
Oh no, I feel it. My body being compressed, being crushed through a crack in time, stretched into the oblivion of the time stream.
Yes, Blob. Feel the wrath of time as you're transported physically away from the present forever.
Whoa!
And so the world twists around Hero Blob. Rays of every color bending and fluctuating as he flies headlong, uncontrollably, into the past.
This is kind of fun!
Hero Blob's body suddenly stretches out, snapping into all directions, then being folded through a small hole in time, poured out like frosting onto a cake. Lightning flashes out of nowhere, sparks fly in every direction, and Hero Blob makes his landing in the middle of a street in Boston in the 1970s.
Whoa, what a trip. My clothes got all burned up. Well, if I'm gonna get out of this time period, I sure as heck can't do it in torn up clothes. I'll go into that clothing store over there. Blob, super running power, activate.
And so, having made those important expositional statements, Hero Blob ran into the huge polyester megastore.
But as he selects new garb from among the copious amounts of colored cheap textiles, something terrible is going on outside.
Here you go, kids. The narcotics you ordered, but all dressed up in packaging that makes them look like hard candy. Your parents will never know you're hiding your stash right under their noses. Just make sure not to eat the red ones. They're my patented atomic red cinnamon fireballs.
Gee, thanks, Chili Pepper Man. Maybe if I take narcotics, I'll stop seeing all the tiny versions of myself running around, exploding when I step on them. Ba-chang! Ba-chang! It's all I hear these days.
You've got problems, Precious Jim, and I'm not sure these drugs will solve them. But they will take you on a ride, that's for sure.
Gee, thanks, Chili Pepper Man. I sure hope they'll help. Ba-chang! Ba-chang! Did you hear that? It's what they say when they die.
Yeah, okay, run along, kids. I see a potential customer coming out of that polyester clothing emporium.
With these white bell-bottom jeans and pink flowered shirt, no one will realize I'm from a different century.
Well, hello.
I'm from the future! Hello.
You look like the kind of person who could use a bit of drugs in your life. Here, try a free sample of my company's patented chill pills.
No, thank you. If there's anything I've learned today, it's that I should never take drugs from a stranger.
Well then, maybe we should get to know each other better. Then I won't be a stranger anymore. My name is Chili Pepper Man.
Nice to meet you. My name's Hero Blob, but right now I'm undercover in disguise as my secret identity, Bob Normalsman. I'm from the future.
Really? From the future?
Darn it! I gave it away. Well, the cat's out of the nicotine patch now. It's true. I'm a superhero.
Oh, really?
Yes, but I got tricked into eating an orange blob tonight that sent me here. I should have known not to take it. This is almost as bad as when I ate that tuna salad last year that was contaminated with opium dust. Ugh.
Well, Mr. Bob Normalsman superhero, I just happen to employ the world's greatest expert in orange blob tonight.
You do?
Yes. I'm sure he could whip you up an antidote.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. There's just one thing I'd like you to do for me first.
I should have known. Nothing's free in the 70s. All because we went off the gold standard.
Now just go downtown and whisper, 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 whisper.
That sounds like something I'd like to do anyway. All right, Mr. Chili Pepper Man, I'll do it.
Excellent. Pleasure doing business with you, Hero Blob.
That's Bob Normalsman. My identity is a secret. Now, Blob, flight power, activate. That is Bob Normalsman, normal person flying power, activate.
That sucker. He doesn't realize he's playing right into my hands.
It's not long before Blob comes across one of the objects of his new quest. Downtown, on the grimy streets, he meets Danger.
Hey, kiddies. Come over here.
Gee, okay, mister. What you got there in that overcoat?
I got something you're gonna like, boys and girls. Drugs.
I don't know, mister. My daddy says not to do drugs.
If your daddy said not to jump off a cliff, would you?
Well, you've got a point.
Besides, the first one's free. Take him. Take him, kiddies.
Stop right there, evil villain.
What the? Who's that flapper-japper diamond-killing drip faucet?
I'm the coolest cat in town. Blob's the name, and I don't let no jive turkey sell vein-busting drug doodads to my cold turkey kid pals.
And what are you gonna do to stop me? Huh, you ain't even got any hands.
Hell, he's right. Where are your hands?
I can answer that. It's simple. Earlier, when I spotted you with your drugs on your person, I turned my hands into liquid and poured them into your coffee, Mr. Drug Dealer.
What? But I drank that coffee.
Yep. And now, blob hands solidize. Solid form, my hands.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Like there's something solid in there.
And now, blob double punch.
Hey, well, Blob's hands, now solid and still detached from his body, punch their way out of the drug dealer's stomach.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
That'll teach you. Now I'll just reattach my hands, and I can deal with you kids.
Gee, Mr. Blob, we're sorry. We didn't realize how bad it was to do drugs. We've learned our lesson. We'll never do drugs again.
What? No, you soup monkeys missed the point. Don't do his drugs. He belongs to the McTuffson gang, and they're real jive turkeys. Do my drugs instead. Here, have a handful.
Wow, thanks, Blob. Yum, yum.
And so it goes all over town. As vicious drug dealers are tracked down, taken out, and their products replaced with the products from Chili Pepper Man's own rival factory. Finally, he arrives at a seedy bar. Switching to liquid form, he uses his way inside, seemingly no more than a puddle of beer on the floor.
There are 10 of McTuffson's drug enforcers in here. It's the jackpot!
Boss says there's somebody taking out our guys! We gotta find him and take him out!
Jive, jive, jive. Whatever rat turkey cracker like a jive monkey's been doing this won't last long with us on his tail.
Yeah, we get him with the rocket launcher and the guns.
Yeah, and my big old knife will slit him right from eye to eye.
Yeah, and my guns.
We heard you the first time. Hey, what's this beer spill on the floor? Hey, waiter, get over here. Clean up this beer spill.
I'm trying, but this towel ain't picking up all of it. Every time I think I've almost got it all cleaned, the puddle gets bigger and bigger.
It's true. It's around my ankles now.
It's around my knees.
It's filling up the place.
It's the guy. This bottle almost been gone. Bob said he can turn it into liquid. Oh, it's right up around my neck now.
The whole bar is filling up with beer.
Them bar can't swim. Blubber, help me. Blubber, 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 blubber.
The whole bar is filled with blob in the form of liquid beer. After minutes of immersion, blob begins to become a solid figure again. Moments later, he sits at the bar drinking a beer made from his own body and stares at the only conscious member of the McTuffson gang left.
Don't kill me, man. Don't kill me.
I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do me a favor. Tell all your friends and your boss about me. Tell Roger McTuffson I'm coming for him next.
Well, what are you?
I'm the hero, Blob. Now go!
You're sparing me? Thank you, oh thank you, I'm out of here.
Can I get you something, stranger?
Not unless you've got a cane, mister.
A cane? For what?
You blind or something? I'm missing a foot.
I can sympathize. I lost my leg in the war in Nam last year.
I left mine in Roger McTuffson's drug factory in the form of liquid nitroglycerin. And if I timed it right, it should be going off right about now. There it is. Bye-bye, McTuffson drug factory. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mr. Waiter, I have places to be. Spiders to bite.
Minutes later, Roger McTuffson's right-hand man, Blibby, arrives at the rooftop of Tuffco Industries, huffing and puffing from climbing the 65 flights of stairs. He sees Roger McTuffson sitting on the hood of his car, smoking a cigarette, staring into the sunset over the city with a pair of dark glasses on.
Boss! Boss! I got news for you!
Isn't this car a beaut? It's one of them new Dodge Chevy car bros, all shined up and customized, just for me.
Yeah, it's nice, boss, but I got news.
I don't feel like you really understand the importance of this vehicle, Blibby. A car's like a man's soul. Mine's black, and so I got this black monster of an automobile to match. It's got more horsepower than any other vehicle on the road. and it's heavy enough to crush anybody who gets in my way.
It's impressive, really, what I gotta tell you this news.
Jibber jabber all day long with you. Jive, jive, jive. What is it, Blibby? Is that Bob Normalsman character taken care of yet?
No, boss. He squagged 10 of our guys at Dronzo's bar downtown. And when I was running to find you at the drug factory, he blew that up too. I've got third-degree burns over my body.
I thought I told you to take that guy out.
It's not that easy, boss. Those powers of his are intense. Seems like he's got an alter ego called Hero Blob. He nearly scragged me at Dronzo's bar too. But he let me go so I could tell he was coming after you, personally.
He let you go, eh?
Yeah, so I could get you that message.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, what do you mean, boss?
See, if he let you go, it was just for one reason. So he could follow you to my hideout and find me. Nobody could guess that Tufco Industries is the base of my legal power. But you led him right to me.
No, he can't be. I was sure I wasn't followed.
Sure just ain't good enough anymore, Blibby.
Boss, I'm loyal to you. I was just trying to give you the message.
And I always shoot the messenger, Blibby. Now watch that first step. It's a ding dong doozy. You can come on out, Hero Blob, or Bob Normalsman. Whatever your name, you're a rat soup-eating jive turkey mother lover and a coward if you invade a man's roof and won't show yourself.
Ain't no Blob ever ate a bowl of rat soup in this life, Mr. Roger McTufson. I'm right here, and it's time for you and me to end this.
Maybe you think different. When me and my car and my gun introduce you to my new best friends, pain and shooting.
And so we return to where we began. Blob faces down the 6-ton car and the gun-wielding man at the wheel, leaning out of his window and facing Blob down.
You've got me dead to rights, Roger McTufson.
This is it. This ends now.
Can we talk this through? We're reasonable people.
You took down my men. You blasted my drug factory. If I ever did have a shred of if I ever did have a shred of reason to blah blah in my body, it's gone now. Just like you're gonna be gone in 1 second.
It doesn't have to be this way.
That's where you're wrong, Bubba. It's on.
The big black vehicle roars its way across the rooftop, barreling over a ramping sun window into the air, straight at Blob, just as Roger McTufson takes aim and fires 3 shots.
The lead bullets scream straight at Blob and slam into his chest, through his polyester shirt, ripping into his heart and organs.
At that moment, the car with the insane drug-dealing driver slams into Blob, knocking him off the roof and flying into the air with him, hurtling toward the ground 70 stories below.
70 stories? I thought it was just 65.
I rounded up, so sue me.
As the Hero Blob, torn by bullets and staring into the mad, screaming eyes of Roger McTufson, falls to the ever-approaching earth, he looks straight at the drug dealer and laughs.
Ha! Ha ha ha! Blob, liquid eyes!
And no one knows what happened next. No one knows what deadly, powerful liquid the Hero Blob formed. No one knows what words were exchanged between the liquidy hero and Roger McTufson.
All we know is that moments later, an oozing pool of molten, melted metal crashed to the ground outside of Tufco Industries, with no sign of Roger McTufson inside. Smoke poured out, passerby screamed, but nobody ever saw head nor tails of the kingpin of organized drug crime in the city ever again.
Valiantly, Hero Blob flew away, his torn polyester shirt flapping in the breeze, his injuries healed by the liquidization process. Moments later, he lands at Chili Pepper Man's drug production facility.
Ah, Bob Normal's man, you've arrived.
I did what you said, Chili Pepper Man. I killed all the drug dealers in the city and convinced all the drug users to take your drugs instead of Roger McTufson's drugs.
And Roger McTufson?
Let's just say I took care of him.
Excellent. Big Boss Baskethead will be pleased when I tell him.
Now, how about that cure for orange blob tonight poisoning?
Yes, yes, come with me. This is our up-and-coming drug scientist, Bobby Pill.
Hey, it's Dr. Pill.
Doctor, no way, man. I'd never buy into the man's plans and sell out to become a doctor. I'm no big pharma scumbag. I make my own brand of chill pills right here in this factory.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. You got that cure for me?
Sure, man. Here it is. One bite of this anti-orange blobtonite sandwich, and you'll be on your way back physically to the future, Bob Normals, man.
Excellent. You know, I'll miss this era, Chili Pepper Man. I don't think I've ever had so much fun. And since it's the past, I can do whatever I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by the time the 21st century rolls around, everything from this crappy era will be forgotten.
I wouldn't count on it, Bob. The criminal drug empire I've built here with your help will thrive for 100 years or more.
Oh, I don't think so.
And why is that? You must have given 1,000 people 3 samples of our chill pills this week. They'll be back for more and over again for years. We'll make billions.
Well, I'm not really sure they'll be buying a whole lot more of your drugs, Chili Pepper Man. You see, when you told me to take out all the drug dealers in town, I decided to start with you. I tainted all your chemicals at the source with samples of meat in the form of liquid nitroglycerin. It's highly explosive, and it's now in the systems of every single man and woman that took your chill pills in the last week. As soon as they fall over or get shaken too hard, they're all going to explode.
What? Man, that can't be. I've been taking chill pills all week, and I haven't exploded.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
What? What are you doing? Don't come at me with those hands. No, don't push me physically. I'll fall. Ooh!
There we go.
My drug scientist, you destroyed my entire operation. Now nobody will have drugs in the whole city.
And maybe you'll learn your lesson, Chili Pepper Man. Drugs ain't no good.
Well, I know that. What, you think I'm stupid? I've never taken drugs. I only sell them.
Good. Then you've learned a valuable lesson today, and I'll let you live.
Thank you?
You're welcome. Now I'm off to the future. Bye.
Bye. Good riddance. Yeesh. I hope I never see that guy again.
Blob takes a bite of the anti-orange blobtonite sandwich and once again is subjected to the psychedelic strange sequence of events that stretches and pulls his body and his psyche back to the present day. At last, he opens his eyes on the floor of Opla's backstage area. Mere seconds after he left, Dr. Pill stands over him.
Whew! I made it back to the present.
That was fast. Maybe you need another dose.
No, Dr. Pill. It was amazing. I went to the past and saved a whole city from drug-related crime. I even found a young version of you and killed him.
Ha! You idiot. The drug based on orange blob tonight doesn't actually let you travel in time physically. It just makes you hallucinate that you traveled in time. It's supposed to be an inescapable dream.
It was all a dream? But it seemed so real.
You fool. If it were real and you killed a younger version of me, then I would cease to exist physically.
Mid-sentence, Dr. Pill vanishes, as if he had never been there.
Well, I guess he was right. But if it was all a dream, then where'd I get this golden screwdriver?
The sun sets over Opla Studios, and Hero Blob flies away home. The day is saved, and all is well. Or is it?
Hello, Dr. Pill. This is Opla. Where are you, Dr. Pill? Dr. Pill, I need my diet pills. I need them now. Give them to me. I'm growing fatter. I'm growing fatter.
As Opla grows obese, Hero Blob basks in the glow of the setting sun. The jive turkey rat soup eating mother lubbas will never menace this world again.
Physically.
Bob Normalsman, normal person, flying power activate. All right, Mr.
Sending you back physically in time to the single worst era. But no, you'll be sent back physically. Yes, Blob, feel the wrath of time as you're transported physically away. Okay. Yes, Blob.
Seven snakes.